agreement, the wastewater treatment facility and sanitary sewer capital improvement project.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
This is an addendum to that funding agreement presiding commissioner just mentioned. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of an addendum to the above referenced intergovernmental funding agreement approved by the County Commission on January 17, 2019. This addendum, if approved, will allow the termination date of the funding agreement to be extended to June 30th, 2020. Due to material delays, a portion of the work outlined in the funding agreement was not completed by the original agreement termination date of December 31st, 2019. The City's Board of Aldermen approved this addendum on December 26, 2019. Three copies of this addendum were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this addendum due to the circumstances initiating this request. And we did plan for this in the 2020 capital improvement budget. We were aware that this was going to occur.
No questions?
Nope,
I don't.
Move to approve the amendment for the funding agreement with the City of Hollister for the wastewater treatment facility.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Aye. Motion carries. Missouri Department of Revenue request for information or audit of local sales and use tax records.
This is given the authorization for the, are you here for that, Wesley?
Yes.
This is to give the authorization for access to the tax records in order to
get
the TIFs and everything calculated?
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's probably changing the names, was there?
It's a yearly.
Yeah.
It's yearly, and it's got the collector, not the collector, I apologize, the auditor, the treasurer, and the county clerk on there. Yeah. All three of them have signed. We're just needing the signature of, it says here it's presiding commissioner, but it's, it has to be approved with the commission, but the presiding commissioner too.
Sign it.
Yeah.
Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the request for information for audit of local sales and use tax records.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Agreement for concrete deck weighbridge number 20-002 Road Bridge. I have a letter dated January 9th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, on the agreement. He's reviewed the agreement. By and between Precision Scale and Controls Incorporated in Taney County and approves the agreement to form.
Denzel, did you want to, were you here for that or something else? Okay. I don't have any questions.
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Precision Scale and Controls for concrete deck weighbridge.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Be Good morning. This morning I've got only one personal property paid abatement. It's abatement number 300318. And notes are the mobile home value was too high, and it's being lowered.
Questions? What happened was the appraised value got plugged in instead of the assessed value. In your second sheet you have there is our work card that shows the improvement value at $17,472. And that's the appraised value. And if you go to the last page, you'll see that they caught it in 19 and got it corrected for 19. This is 2018.
Okay. It was corrected in 19?
Was corrected in 19, yes. This is a refund for 18.
Okay. That's my concern was on 19 because I thought it was still up higher, but I must have looked at it wrong.
No, they got it. They found it and got it corrected for 19.
Okay.
It was paid correctly for 19.
So it was just a clerical error then?
Yeah.
Label's Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 1/13/2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension Update.
Reaching out report for the business consultant is included in the packet that Willa handed out. Training or the business development programs offered in December based on client and business feedback from county residents was, hey, that's a busy time. We'd like to see more in February, March, and April. So that was light, but you can see about halfway down the sheet the upcoming programs. So QuickBooks Online. That's been a large interest for people trying to understand how to get their information into QuickBooks so that they can get it to their accountants and have the correct information. Also, marketing has been a big area of need that has been identified or the feedback that I've received. So we're offering a couple classes February and March, and then we'll also be doing a Google webinar quarterly. They have not put out the title of that yet. But as soon as I have that information, we'll get that out there, and that'll be in the next reaching out report. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Willa Williams. I'm the Community Engagement Specialist in 4-H Youth Development, and I'll cover kind of the other reports that were in here. So you notice I have a lot of things down here for 4-H, but I really wanted to point out our Forsyth Junior 4-H Firefighter Club. Those are the photos that you see there on December 21st. They actually participated in a training with the adult volunteer firefighters in Forsyth. And you can see the pictures there of that great training that was put on by Mizzou's Fire Rescue Training Institute. So we usually call it FRTI, F-R-T-I. So they did a really good job. The youth are really excited about it. They're going to have their graduation probably in February, March at the Forsyth Firefighters Banquet. We're going to be recognizing them at the banquet as well. And really the reason why we wanted to do this program is 4-H. We're there to make sure that the youth kind of have a great bridge or pathway to their career. So we look and see what jobs are available in Taney County, who we need to fill them with, and if the youth are interested in it, give them those skills on top of the skills they're learning in school. So I was talking to Chief Bauer at Forsyth Fire Department. He said it's very difficult to get volunteer firefighters. So we decided to partner together with 4-H so we could do this program. And the youth are really excited. They're teenagers. They can go into anything that the firefighters do except for structural fires. And they can't work long hours because of child labor laws and stuff. But they're very well trained. Chief Bauer's putting them through the basic firefighter course that adults go through. So they're really excited about continuing this on, whether they stay in Forsyth or somewhere else around here. Even once they turn 18 and they're still here, they're thinking about joining the adult volunteer firefighter program. So one of our youth is 18, and he's really willing to go on from there. So I think it's really successful. I think Chief Bauer and the captain and lieutenant have done a really good job. So I'm really excited about that program and what it can do. If you look at Tim Schnockenberg's reports, the agronomy report, he has a lot of stuff going on. You might notice that around this time of year, we have the Livestock and Forage Conference that's happening this Thursday. Bless you. And the private applicator training sessions, he has a lot of them. The one in Taney County will be at Taneyville on March 26th. There's a lot of other things and programs in his reports also point out that he said there's 110 active master gardeners in this area, so for Taney and Stone County. And I'm going to go to their meeting this afternoon and recognize one of their master gardeners as well. So the last thing, if anybody asks, we will have three sites again for VITA. We'll start taking appointments January 21st, that's next Tuesday, and then we start the taxes on January 27th through April 15th. Any questions?
I don't.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Willa, what was that date in April? Was it the 23rd?
What's that?
April. What was the date in April when you quit taking the applications? On VITA.
You mean VITA? Oh, uh-huh. April 15th,
Thank
tax
you.
Day.
Okay.
So they're really great in Taney County where our volunteers will work straight up to tax day, the last day to put that in.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry about that. I just felt done and I was out the door.
No, you're good.
Thank you.
Ozark Water Watch update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Thank you for this opportunity to come and speak with you and give you a little update. I've interacted with most all of you in mostly wastewater ways, but today we're going to kind of focus on the water quality organization, Ozarks Water Watch. I've got with me our operations manager, Corinne Love. She's here to kick me under the table if I say something wrong, so I kind of need that sometimes. Ozark Water Watch was formed in 2002 by a local group of businessmen, pretty prominent businessmen, and Peter Hershen was the chairman of the board the whole time until just the first of this year, and Rob Johns is now chairman. But these businessmen realized that tourism is very critical to our area, and water quality is what really will keep them coming and also drives property values. But it keeps our environment clean and clear and our drinking water. So it's important on a lot of reasons. I started with Table Rock Lake Water Quality in the year 2000. I was worked there 10 years and was hired by Ozark Water Watch in 2010. And then in 2014, we merged the two organizations together.